People say, I made nothing better. That's not true. I was jolly good for gays.
The Master. If there was one unexpected lesson that Caro had learned from her years with Angela, it was that drunkenness didn't make her less worth listening to. Far from it. If there had been a coat of arms for their relationship, the motto scrolled on the bottom would have been In Vino Veritas. In Shabley Veritas in particular. Angela drunk and angry was a very special experience. Standing with her black eyes blazing, hands on hips, and clearly not caring if the boys could hear her upstairs, she was giving Caro everything she had. They had begun the evening with a romantic meal in the local Italian trattoria where things had started to go awry. Briskly snapped breadsticks. Too much eyeing of wine glasses. Then they'd moved on to the Georgian Dragon, where the dragon had the best of it, and ended up back at home after a loud public argument, during which they had tacked along the pavement like a pair of drunken yachts heading into a storm.
Lesbians have stars, explained Angela. There are 5-star lesbians. Never looked at a man. Brave, bright, glittering, glittering.
She waved her arm vaguely towards the door, which at that moment represented the universe.
And there are 4-star lesbians, who won't go with a man but will go with any kind of girl. And there are the 3-star, keep their heads down, smirk at the boss, homebodies, not ashamed, not proud. And there are the 2-stars, married all their lives until they get bored at 55, go for the woman next door, quiet life, quiet bed. And then there are the 1-star lesbians, the hypocrites, the faithless.
Angela began to cry. She brushed the tears aside and her mouth puckered in fury.
How many stars do you wear on your fucking cap, Caroline Phillips? I had you down as a 3-star lesbian. Just like me, no great heroine, but a decent, honest woman, true to herself, true to me. But as of this evening, I officially downgrade you. You're a hypocritical 1-star fraud. Are you even, you know, actually gay?
Caro waited for the outrage to come bubbling up, but it didn't bubble. She knew the master had been coming on to her and that she'd felt more intrigued than irritated. And yes, she'd had men, just sometimes, in the years before Angela. And no, it hadn't been revolting, just mildly disappointing. Making love to a man was like making love to an eager, panting domestic animal, desperate for his head to be scratched, and with a silly little sausage he wanted rid of. Making love to Angela felt, by contrast, an entirely adult and grown-up activity. But Caro realized that it was unlikely to be on the cards tonight. Best thing was to knock Angela out until the morning. So she shrugged and went off for another bottle of life juice from the fridge. The trouble in the restaurant had started over whether Caroline should go to the security conference in Rome at all. Over the breadsticks and prosciutto, she told Angela about Ulwin Grimaldi's cynical appropriation of their great idea.
"Whose great idea?" Angela had asked. Angela, though she'd tried for Caro's sake, had never seen Grimaldi as a serious figure.
And when his resignation had been announced a few days earlier, she had been straight on the phone to Caro, urging her to run.
"It would be a great thing," she said, "to be the first gay partner in Downing Street with the boys there too. A real moment in history. You know, Caro, I want to be part of that. There's so much we could do together."
But she couldn't help noticing as they divided the pasta that Caro hadn't been quite as enthusiastic as she would once have been. These days she harped on about Angela's drinking as if it was a real problem. Which it wasn't, or hardly ever. When they talked about whether she was up to the job, again and again she'd bring up something the master had said. And there was something about the way she talked about him that Angela didn't like.
"It's almost as if you're smitten by him. Don't be ridiculous. I'm faithful to one person, one person only. If you don't know that, you don't know me at all. But he's an extraordinary man. Pah! He's weak, actually. He reminds me of the little boy in the playground who looks around for the biggest boy there and goes and stands next to him, desperate for protection. That's all you need to know about the so-called master in the Americans or the master in the banks. He may have his tricks of the trade, but believe me, Caro, if you get into bed with him, he'll exact a horrible price. You'll never recover. Nor, frankly, will we. Who said anything about bed? The argument had spiralled downwards from there, until it ended up in the shouting match. The following morning, her face swollen and her head thumping, Caro had nevertheless kissed Angela tenderly. "You'll just have to trust me, sweetheart. I'm going, whatever you say."
"Going where?" Angela groaned.
"I'm going all the way. But first, I'm going to Rome." In the hotel,